So, so at this time, from our own side, all the favorable conditions for pursuing the path, for practicing, all the conditions are there. And then externally, the favorable supporting conditions are also present. So at such a time like this, when we have some faith, and we have some interest, so therefore it's important at such a time that we should persevere and put in effort to continue our studies and practice. All of us, we are all the same, yeah, in that we like to procrastinate, yeah, our practice, our studies. So usually we usually like to postpone it, you know, think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So we are all similar, we all like that, yeah. So so in order to deal with, to stop ourselves from procrastinating our studies and practice, therefore there is this reflection on the nine reflection on death and impermanence. So there are 9 points to reflect on, isn't it? Yeah. So basically, there are three roots or three main things. Being mindful of the fact that we are definitely going to die, and that the time of our death is uncertain. And come the time when death happens, at that very time, nothing is of any benefit to us except the Dharma. Yeah. So each of these three points have three supporting reasons. Yeah. So by thinking about these various reasons, then we basically, by reflecting on death and impermanence in such a way, then we act against procrastination, yeah, postponing of our practice. So by reflecting on death and impermanence, then we are able to persuade ourselves, you know, to enter into virtuous practices, you know, be it studying, doing whatever practices or virtue or daily recitations,
yeah. Anishik sosoge ta singita tasho yungaji alwa anishik chu chiko bas chue de tadani to chiko bas deyan ta chu number ta bas chiko e watin de shita chio mita ba gombe tala ta lang sing ding la tasho tin de jung go e tin de jung beta ne ani chu nyam ne kang to chiko e watin de sare.
So by remembering, bringing to mind, remembering, being mindful of death and impermanence, using these 9 points. At the end of such reflections, we should arrive at some conclusions in our own minds, in our own hearts. Yeah, basically. So, at the end of reflecting on death and impermanence, basically we should be able to decide in our minds that I must practice Dharma. Not only must I practice Dharma, I must practice Dharma right now. I must start right now. And I must, and I will only practice pure Dharma. So these are the conclusions that we have to reach after reflecting on death and impermanence. Yeah. And after we have reached these conclusions, then on the basis of these conclusions, then we carry out whatever practice we're going to do. Yeah.
어떻게니 다 단다 가서 왔어 지름실 아브레나 소마나 신레 아니 가르스나 때는 치와미타와 고메든조 때는 치와미타베 또벨로 그런 줄에 깨디 또 남산 유나지 말해 거 내가 보지 말매지 이나야 딘데지 줄에 깨와라 다 가르스나 소소 집상 소사 집어장에 디 이제 무척을 내가 남신 아니 타당 라마나 소화 때문에 직체 아니 개체쇼 뒤땡도 개체쇼도 랑기 깔리 잡고야 알아봐 랑기 닝으로 체체 깔리 잡지 딘데 세바이나 아니 단단 아주 길어 딘데도 게 미스바리 딘데 삼로 여바이나 양 따고 그 미답에 랑신이자 교화 두그레스 이제 여러분들 숨고도 알아버리나 교화 두그레 딘데 조사 리바장 소화다 아니 지겠다 랑기 깔리 잡아이나 근데 미시바지레스네 다 게임이 그랬어. 그래서 어떻게 손님이네 바라고서 이 손으로 와.
So of course producing such an understanding of death and impermanence in our hearts, you know, producing an experience of realization is not easy. So as said by Lama Tsongkhapa in the text, it's not easy. But nevertheless, if we cultivate the conditions such as accumulating merit, purifying our minds of our obscurations, and making single-pointed requests to the Guru deity. And on the basis of this tree, then the most important thing is to then, on the basis of this tree, to work hard from our own side, to strive at the meditations, at the reflections, yeah. So if we do all of this, even though now, when we think about it, we may feel that, oh, it's like impossible. You know? How is it possible for me to have all these experiences to actually think like this? No? Even if we feel that it is impossible now, but if we gather all the conditions, no? Accumulating merit, purifying our minds of our obscurations, making a single-pointed request to the Guru Deity on the basis of these three, if we work at the meditations, then even the things that we think are impossible will happen. It's possible to generate the experiences and realizations. Why? Because it is a fact that things are impermanent. They can be changed. Yeah? So, we all have a human life of freedoms and endowments, yeah? We possess, we talked about the 8 freedoms and the 10 endowments, isn't it? Yeah. But we also know that this life of freedom and opportunities, endowments, will not last forever. There will come a time when this will end. We will have to die, that's for sure. So what happens at the time of death? Do we disappear into nothingness? Do we become nothing? The answer is no. Life continues after death. Yes, it is said here in the teachings. Yeah. So we either go on to a good rebirth, or we go on to a bad rebirth. Yeah. So it is in this context that now we have the next main outline. Yeah. Contemplating, you know, what will occur in our future life, you know, and the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings, yeah, good rebirth or bad rebirth, yeah.
Oh, toxin, that in this one, that in a chin, and it's that the rank is wrong, you have a chicken, and it's the vessel.
Okay, so after death, we either get a good rebirth or a bad rebirth. But do we actually have a say in a sense over where we were going to go? Do we actually have control now? The answer is no, we don't have control. So then what determines the kind of rebirth we were going to get in the next life? Basically, it will be decided by karma. So depending on whether it is a good virtuous karma or non-virtuous karma. So the kind of rebirth we will have in our next life is basically exhausted as two. Yeah? You either get a good rebirth or bad rebirth. Yeah, a lower realm, or rebirth in the lower realms, or rebirth in the good realms. Yeah? There's no other way out. Yeah. So as to whether we will get a good rebirth or a bad rebirth depends basically on our karma, yeah. So depending on whether it's in good karma, on virtuous karma or non-virtuous karma. So if the non-virtuous karma in our mental continuum is stronger, more powerful than the virtues we have, then we will be reborn in the lower realms in our next life. So, and if we are going to be reborn in the lower realms in our next life, then what are the kinds of sufferings that we will have to experience there? So this is, the text is going to talk about this, yeah.
What in this one? That the lot of Marta Tokarsana, that Dongal Samedi, and Jeshim Chagre, Dongal Gomjam, Dongal Samedi, or Jeshim Chahe, or the Sumiore, and how about the Kapdilta? But the Kapdila Toto, Nyasung Sumi Dongal Gomez, and Sumiore, Rua. That in that Nyasung Sumi Dongal, Rang Nyasung of Humbaina, and it's Dongal Kazoka, the Nyunguim, Tindesi Yaposi, and his similar.
So, it is said that the it is of vital importance to contemplate on suffering, to reflect on suffering. Said to be very important, and in this. But at this particular point of time in this text, yeah, it is of vital importance and very critical to reflect on the sufferings of the lower realms. Now, how it would be like if we are reborn there. So reflecting on suffering is really, really important, yeah, for... When we reflect on suffering, for example, it does something to our arrogance and pride. Yeah, you know, by reflecting on suffering, it reduces arrogance, pride, and so forth. Yeah.
Oh, takana shin. Tama zo karsena. Tad dongal je sambai na. Tad dongal di ani chik tad kangle juasena. Zo mijewi tiu shai. Oh, tad dongal kang juanti. Tad mijewi tiu imba tongche ani chik tad.
So reflecting on suffering is really important, yeah? Because when we reflect on suffering, then we will think about the causes of suffering. By seeing that suffering is a result of non-virtue, if we are able to see that, then we will be able to refrain from committing non-virtue. We will be able to basically restrain ourselves. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That dunga ya poji gomi hindu kala. That dunga la mitewe loji kiyin guyare. Raba. That dunga mitewe loji kiyuza. Ti doksho ani dawa dundo lo mangi kiyin guyashi.
And by reflecting on suffering, we come to develop a dislike for suffering. Yeah, we come to develop this wish to be free from suffering. When we have this wish to be free from suffering, then the wish to achieve happiness would naturally arise. With that wish, then we will then start to think about the causes of the happiness that we are all looking for. And by seeing that virtue is the cause of the happiness that we are all looking for, once we see that, then we will naturally put effort into creating virtue, into putting effort into positive endeavors, yeah? And we will do it happily, actually.
What did you say? Tawana Shin, Zota, Zota, Rang Ting Tungal, Rangin Yam Yong Lapach, Tungal Yapu, Sam Tubaina, 아니 신라 다가나신 신심제 다가나신 동원 연구 봐 시트베 근데 경기 아니 인정 한기께 왔다가나신 동원 권배톱기 아니 시다 변은 예승의 동원 권배톱기 또 예승의 동원을 다도 로케 라바 돈이 어떤데 연구야 다 된도 돈이 로 연구야
And by reflecting on the kinds of sufferings that we will have to experience, and all the different kinds of sufferings, then if we understand it, how it is like, for ourselves, then we will be able to empathize with the sufferings of others, because based on personal experience, we know how it is like for others who are suffering. And in that sense, it is helpful by reflecting, by having a knowledge of suffering on a personal level, it is helpful in developing a sense of empathy for the suffering of others and developing, in particular, compassion for others. Yeah. And in this case, in this context here, when we reflect on the sufferings on the lower realms, the sufferings that we will have to experience if we are there next life, then we will develop a wish to be free of such suffering, and with this wish, then we will also naturally desire to have a good rebirth in our next life.
Oh, then the shah, the one she, that you soon swing to my apple, some tangs, rang your jewels, raw mountain, the dip of top chum size, and your jugglers, and they get to yonder, don't all consume it, and they shall with some toyna, and in some that jump, jump the apple yung to, jump the shook apple yung to it. 그러와 바둑신에 다 아니 싶다 냠내 약보 용토에 어디 되겠다 내가 전부 용해 어디 내서래
and by reflecting on how we ourselves have already accumulated such a strong powerful negative karma and how that will definitely ripen as a lower realm rebirth in our next life if we are able to see this and really feel this then we will naturally seek for help. We will naturally look for protection. That is when refuge comes into the picture. Yeah. We are able to have this feeling really, we are really in trouble, we are going to go to the lower realms next life. Then refuge will come strongly in our hearts. Yeah. Real refuge. So these are the very important points and why as to why reflecting on suffering is so important,
yeah?
So you see, this you can see how important it is to think about suffering, to reflect on suffering, even if you think about this refuge. In order to have pure refuge, to have real refuge in the heart, which means you're really looking for help, for protection. In order for that to happen, you first must have a wish to be free from suffering. You must be escaping from suffering, yeah, in order to look for protection. And in this case, in order to have pure refuge, at the very minimum, we should be motivated by a real fear of the suffering of the lower realms. Without this real sincere fear of the suffering of the lower realms, it is not possible to have refuge at all in the hearts. Not possible, yeah. 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 In fact, it's impossible, completely impossible. Yeah. So, in order for us to have refuge, to be able to take pure refuge, and to have refuge in our hearts, we first must have a fear of suffering, and in this case, in this context, a fear of the suffering of the lower realms. How it would be like if we are there in our next lives. But in order for this real fear to arise in the first place, we first must think about the sufferings themselves, isn't it? We first must reflect on the sufferings of the lower realms. So therefore, a reflection on suffering is vital, is very important here. Yeah. So, and therefore, for the purpose of generating the fear of the lower realms, you know, the suffering of the lower realms, therefore, for that purpose, now in the text, you know, there's a description of the various kinds of sufferings that are found in the lower realms. So, in here, the text describes the sufferings of the hell realm, the sufferings of the animal realm, then the sufferings of the hungry ghost realm, the preta realm, isn't it?
So,
in this text that we are using, the middling stages of the path of enlightenment, yeah. First we are asked to think about the suffering of the hell realms, then the suffering of the animal realms, and then the suffering of the hungry ghost realm. But the order is slightly different in other Lambrim texts. So usually, you know, we asked to, usually you see that you are asked to think about the suffering of the hell realms, then the suffering of the hungry ghosts, and then the suffering of the animals.
Yeah. Nyewe tunga che, en tele ting, itake tunga, tele chunga ta, tundu tunga izang ta, lamnum kashi nala ta, nyawa, ita tundu osu tuksine ta, tunga che chunga rinbe onle, karimba tinte sine sunga isare.
So in the other Lambrim texts, yeah, so you know, it's usually, we are asked to reflect on the suffering of the hell realms first, then the suffering of the hungry ghosts, and then the suffering of the animals, yeah, in that order, isn't it? So that order is arranged primarily according to the intensity of the sufferings associated with those realms. Since the suffering of the hell realms is the greatest, so first we are asked to reflect on the suffering of the hell realms, then since the sufferings of the hungry ghosts are in comparison relative to others are kind of like in the middle, so you know, one is then asked to reflect on the sufferings of the hungry ghosts, and then only then one should reflect on the sufferings of the animal realms. Yeah, so that order is made from the perspective of the intensity or the severity of how heavy the suffering is. Yeah.
That is that so the capilla that tundu tunga nyawa tundu sin siati so young calsorata pena that in the yungo pena ita the tundu nik nane so the tini chibaina that pena share of chin chibaina that eat up share ita share of chawa yungashi tundu chazanta tinde chane that tonga tundu tunga tinia shi ita jela shahe.
So, but here in this Lambrim text, the order is slightly different. Yeah. So, of course, first the hell beings are. You think about the hell beings, the suffering of the hell beings. Then you have the suffering of the animals. Yeah. And then the suffering of the hungry ghosts. Yeah. So this order is made from the perspective of the intelligence of these beings in general. Yeah. So since it's said that the hungry ghosts are more intelligent than the animals, yeah. So from that perspective, we reflect on their suffering after reflecting on the sufferings of the animals.
What in the shop? Never just about the shop. No, to see. 다톤다 디네이서 다톤다 최체라 다톤다 님보 디네이서 최체라 파제 체디 다톤다 둔돌라 체인 거야레 이다다 뇽아 인 거야레 어딘데 있잖아 다 이다 녀라 둔도 녀라 시 이다 제라 시 어딘데 맨
So I guess from the if you look at their relative ability to practice the Dharma, so I guess the hungry ghouls are in a better position to practice the Dharma relative to the animals. Yeah.
Yeah. Next one.
Yeah, okay. So you understand why here in this text the suffering of the animals are discussed first before the sufferings of the hungry ghouls? Yeah. That's why we say 做鬼怪 嘛.
Oh, that's it. 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 That's Tingna, Dujums, Mubus, Mubuchimbo, Tawas, Rabdu Tawas, Otoxin, Narme, Sinta, Toxin.
So here, the hell realm itself, when we contemplate the suffering of the hell realms, yeah. So there are different kinds of hells, yeah. So there are the eight hot hells. The eight cold hells, and then you have the neighboring hells or the adjoining hells, yeah. And then you have the occasional hells, yeah. So in that sense, there are four divisions here. So let's just go through the names of the eight hot hells, yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's all there, but I may use a different translation, okay? So there's the reviving hell. Then you have the black line hell, the crushing hell, the howling hell, then the great howling hell. Then you have the hot hell, the extremely hot hell. And you have the last one, I think it's called the unrelenting hell. I think Avicii is usually translated as, yeah.
Oh, then the shot that he, that carcina, that dungal, that nyawas mendawa, dunga soso mendawa yunga, that he soso lana, kin to be said, that tambu chikshun, jiran chinga loju che, yang so said, that.
So there is a description of the sufferings are found in these eight hot hells, isn't it? So if you just look at the first one as an example. So in the first of those eight, the hell of continual revival, or yeah, the reviving hell, the beings in there come together and they stab each other with various weapons that arises through the power of their karma. Yeah. So whenever they faint and collapse on the ground, then a voice rings out from the sky, "You shall come back to life." Upon that, they stand up again and they start stabbing again as before, and due to which they experience immeasurable suffering.
독신이 다던다 된대 손에 다 된대게 다 있는 말 뒤와 있는 말도나 다 양소 코란 게 세세 가주임에 세시도 왔더라 세 배 배샤네 봐봐 양소 게 세세 가주임에 세시도 와
네
되나 되나 밀롱 업줄어 제진리 시기 샤치 디 숨줄어 다와 디 중인어 노래 집에 롱 업견이 제진리 시기 세진이나 대탐자 샤치도 집에 디 숨줄어 다와
And then, so that is the description of the suffering in the first hot hell, the reviving hell. And what about the lifespan? The lifespan of the beings who are reborn in this first hell. So the lifespan is given on page 60. Okay, anyway, it's there in the second last paragraph. Yeah. Perhaps I'll just read from a different translation. It is said that 50 human years is a single day for the deities of the heaven of the four great kings. Okay? 50 years, 50 of our years, is a single day for the deities of the heaven of the four great kings. 30 of these, 30 of such days, yeah, is a month. And 12 of these is a year. 500 such years is the lifespan of these deities. Taking all of that as a single day, yeah, 30 such days as a month, and 12 such months as a year, the lifespan of the hell denizens, the hell beings in the reviving hell, is 500 such years. Maybe somebody should calculate. I think it's 9 point something billion or something, some ridiculous number. Eh? Do you try? 9 million or 9 billion? Maybe we should take a calculator. No? I think it's hundred.
So
the beings reborn in the first hot hell, the reviving hell, would have to undergo the suffering of being attacked, killed, and then fainting, and then waking up again, and then going through that whole process over and over again. And it is not for a short period of time, as you can see from here. It is for a very long period of
time.
So as you look at the sufferings of the second hot hell, and as you go down the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, and eighth, yeah, the suffering in each of these hells become basically become more intense, yeah, than the one before it. Yeah. So there's much more suffering. And it's not only that. There's a lot of suffering, more and more suffering, and the lifespan of the beings in these hells become increasingly longer. It's almost like with each, the lifespan of the beings in each and subsequent hot hell becomes double that of the previous hell, you know. So it's like, you know, 50, 100,
200, 400,
and so forth, yeah.
Tanyal 어도 돈다 진짜 게임도 와.
음. And then there then the eight co-hells as well. So the eight co-hells will just go through the names, yeah. The names of these eight co-hells and I will read from another text, yeah. Anyway, it's in your text, yeah. So I guess it's on page 61. Okay. So you have the blistering hell, okay? Then you have the popping blisters hell. You have the chattering teeth hell, the weeping hell, the moaning hells. Then you have the splitting water lily hell and the splitting like a lotus hell. And then you have the last one, I guess, is called the great splitting like a lotus hell. So these are the eight cold hells.
어 tinde shine tinde ani tangel tia ta ngama ngama le chima chima dongal che yume o tinde tseze ina ngama ngama le ta tsere nga cha e tseze rung bu cha e o ti sung gu yo re.
So the sufferings of the each subsequent hell, yeah, after the first one is increasingly greater. And the lifespan of the beings in the core hells, you know, as you move from the first to the second, also becomes increasingly longer.
Yeah. What is somewhere to do to Malata Nashir to do not to choose Chuan server down Hami Tata me, you said to Judy Rawan Machine, she wanted to give a server and devil numbers out. What in this Tongasum water?
Then you have the sufferings of the animals, yeah. So the powerful animals, they kill the weaker ones. And then worldly gods and humans exploit the animals. And since others control them, so the animals have no independence. And they are harmed, they are beaten, and they are killed.
What in the Sunga? That Tinema, that Karsore, that Tundola, that Toto, that Damned, because it's seven Bushu, you went.
So the animals have experienced different kinds of suffering, and some have very long lives. Yeah. They say that there are some animals that live for a long period of time, perhaps as long as even an eon. Yeah.
Oh, today you go study. That today, ma, that you take to my side. Or to see that you take any sick.
Then there's the suffering of the hungry ghouls, yeah. So there are three types of hungry ghouls. There are hungry ghouls who have external obstacles to obtaining food and drink. Then there are hungry ghouls who have internal obstacles to obtaining food and drink. And then there are hungry ghouls who have obstacles within the food and drink. Okay, so perhaps let's look at the first kind of hungry ghouls and those with external obstacles to food and drink. So such hungry ghouls, those who have external obstacles to food and drink, when they move towards bodies of water like springs, lakes and ponds, they are hindered, you know, obstructed, you know, externally by beings, you know, holding on to swords and spears long spears, short spears, and so forth. Yeah, so they are prevented from drinking or partaking of the food. Then they also see water as pus and blood, and therefore do not desire to drink it. Then the hungry ghosts who have internal obstacles to obtaining food and drink, so they have mouths only like the eyes of needles, which means that their mouths are as small as an eye of a needle. Then they have goiters and big bellies, very small mouth, but huge goiters and bellies, and their mouths are on fire. And even if they end up finding food and drink without others creating obstructions, they themselves are not able to eat and drink. Those hungry ghosts, what about those hungry ghosts who have obstacles within the food and drink itself? Yeah. So, as for this particular kind of hungry ghosts, those who are called the fire garlanded ones, or those who possess a garland of flames or fires, yeah, they get burned as everything they eat and drink catches fire. Then those hungry ghosts, they are called the filth eaters. They can only eat excrement and drink urine. They can only eat and drink that which is unclean, smelly, harmful, and despicable. So some cut their own flesh and eat it, and they cannot make use of clean and good food or drink. So the sufferings of these individual lower realms are described in the text. Yeah. So you have to read those descriptions on your own and think about the sufferings that are described there. Think about how great the sufferings are. And also, you should also have an idea, how long a time the beings in the lower realm should have to suffer. Yeah, okay. And it says here in the text that the distance between us and these sufferings, the sufferings of the lower realms, the distance is actually not. The gap or the distance is not very big. No. It's actually the distance is only just one breath. Yeah, so it is as near as one breath.
Oh, to sumar. Chazan, that today some tangway, that's Karsina, that the patient Chagur, Tangazu took some tangway now, that Karsore. Karsore.
So
디지부 측이요 말에 겨왕암만 넘수 아니 즉 창래 대부지 사실 예수님 계획이죠 망보지 유대 대자마세 체들라야다고 니래 니래네 규마치와체 다 예수님 계획 규사대 알아봐.
So if we think about ourselves in relation to these sufferings, yeah. If you think about how all of us have already accumulated the causes for such rebirths, yeah. So if you look at it, and actually, even in our daily lives, in each and every single day, every day we are accumulating the causes to be born in such realms, yeah. Yeah, and we've been doing accumulating such causes every day for the whole of our life. And but that's not all. No? What about all the past lives? No? In all our past lives, we also have been accumulating the causes for rebirth in the lower realms. Yeah. So if we really sit down and think well, really think well about our own lives and our own situation, we will realize that we have accumulated numerous causes to be born in the lower realms. We have already accumulated. We are currently accumulating causes to be born in the lower realms as well. And if we think about it, it's almost for sure that we will continue to accumulate the causes for the lower realms. So it's like definite in a sense, past, present, and future. So if you really sit down and think about this, and if that's the case, then it is almost for sure now that if we have to die, then we will most likely be born in one of these lower realms that are described here, yeah? That's almost like for sure, yeah.
Top to Chiba, that Nisun Jamato Josamindo, so Tinder Summer Horse, that on Dai, that Tinde, the Nisun Dunga, Chippe Chippa, Lola Kier, Tinde Chippe Jeje, the Natu Chela, the Demata to Kumayon, or Tapshi Parina.
So if we were to die, let's say, right now or suddenly or soon, then it is almost, you think about it, it's almost for sure, very likely, almost for sure, that our next rebirth will definitely be a bad one, will be in the lower realms. So if we realize this, then we will obviously have a concern, real fear, yeah? Real fear, isn't it? And if we have this real fear, I guess, that will really, persuade our minds and persuade ourselves to really, do something about it, to practice, yeah.
어떻게니 제가 다톤다니 가서다 다톤다 데려왔던데 쇼니 샤바 나신기 아니지 단냐와 이다 툰도동 동아 아니지 삼절에 대바 용해 세제이네 오늘 먼저 삼절에 대비 세제 좀 용해 데려오디 아니 중해 탐지 아니 수수해버려서는 조조 랑게 승이 수해 알아봐 다 데려오동아 빠도 마마 냐야디 조 랑게 승이 수해봐 이봐래 알아봐 어디냐고
So, actually, when we think about these sufferings of the lower realms, it's really quite beyond us. Yeah, it's quite difficult to really figure it out with our minds. It's like really something quite difficult to understand, to believe. It's like inconceivable. Yeah, So if you think about the sufferings, it's very difficult for us to understand really, you know, to why it means like that. And even, and also the lifespan itself is also difficult, yeah. Something difficult for us to, you know, to fit in the, to fit the mind, isn't it? Yeah. So, but we have to understand, you know, what is it that, that will lead to these sufferings, yeah. The cause is none other than our own mind. Our own mind is the cause of such suffering. It all boils down to one's own mind. So if one's mind is in a particular state, due to that, then we accumulate non-virtue. And the results of such non-virtue would be such sufferings that are described here, yeah?
Otoxine, Cezan, Tatin, Smudu, Tatunda, Rangla, Tat, Jikbatan, Tungal, Nasoposi, Junghashi, Karsena, so Simchi, that's all Rangla, Jibat, Nasoyan, Tungan, Nasoyan, Bena, Cedida, Chim, Kandeji, Nayan, so Rang Simchi, Ong Junghashi, what is my head?
So, yeah, so whatever kind of sufferings we all experience in our next life and in the lower realms, including all the problems that we have now, primarily they all come primarily arise from our own minds, yeah, basically.
Oh, to see that just that jump then they get under control. Things that take up that in the sound of same new on to Juna, show them to on to Juhas. Rua, that me give a lenny, same is up by in so to see. Semni chö tamje chö ngontu towa, semi yonsu sena chö tamje yonsu shabares. Otuk sene sungdwa.
Lomde, peja na yore.
Peja dina maare, shimba da dinda yamane. Da doye kabla dinda yada, semi ngontu gyuna chö tamje ngontu gyuhares. Otuk sene, da mijewe le tamje, ane semi sakbares. Otuk sene sungay.
So therefore, as it say in the Cloud of Jewels Sutra, the Buddha said, you know, if you have control over your own mind, you have control over all phenomena. Non-virtue will lead to suffering.
What in this?
So Shantideva said in his the famous text, the Engaging the Bodhisattva Leads, and there is there's a paragraph which says, you know, what is it that created the burning ground, the hell guardians, and the terrifying weapons of hell? What is it? Shantideva said, it is none other than our own mind.
Yeah.
So this is an important point. It's important to gain an understanding of what the Shantideva said. Yeah. So essentially what he meant was that all these sufferings of the lower realms, all these terrifying sufferings and so forth, they all arise from the non-virtuous mind. Yeah, it is the mind that gives rise to suffering, and which mind? The non-virtuous mind, yeah.
Otoxine, tati penata, tizola penata, or chakwa chechimbare, neve dungal sedi, yungchwa, tundu penayitaga dungal sedi, yungchwa, 조조 베나 가소래 심 마드웨 천에 용해 심 지점 마드웨 또기 동을 태섬 채와 용해라 아니 고 차고에 계시모래.
So it is very important to realize, to gain an understanding that all these various varying degrees of suffering, some more intense than the others. Anyway, all of this arises from the mind itself. Yeah, yeah. Everything arises from the mind, and in particular, which mind? The non-virtuous mind, the unsubdued mind. So basically, the more non-virtuous the mind is, then the more suffering will arise as a result. Yeah, isn't it? So it's important to have this idea, you know, to get this feeling, understanding that all these sufferings that are described here is possible. It really exists. All these sufferings of the hell, the suffering of the hungry
ghost. Sanjay Karsora, Sanjay, the Tuki Machabame, Tuki Chapsala, Kui Chapuris, Kui Chapsala, Sungi Chapuris, says that you Pejang of the Samuel Devas, you might, Anishita, Rava, that Tindega, and even then Bena, let me just on the Samuel Devas, you want, so Tindea, Yung Chai, there, so Sim Tui Toki, or Sim Chisam Tui Toki, when they did the Yung Chai, Manzo Rava, you are Nanshin, that Sim Motue Chalaya. Tero, Shuni Shavanashin, Dongal Di Yungchai, Atindeta, Sama Tangwai.
So actually, when we think about the good things, you know, there are also many things, you know, good things that are actually beyond us and our minds and beyond our comprehension, you know, really difficult to conceive, you know, although we may believe, you know. For example, there will come a point in the time in the text where it describes the Buddha's qualities, yeah. You know, basically, it's really beyond our minds, inconceivable. No? For example, it is said that, you know, when you describe the Buddha's the qualities of the Buddha's exalted mind, yeah? So the Buddha's exalted mind is omniscient. It says that. So wherever, so there's nothing that the Buddha does not perceive directly, and wherever the Buddha's mind, whatever the Buddha's mind perceives, the Buddha's exalted body is there. Body is there. No? And wherever the Buddha's exalted body is, the Buddha's exalted speech is also there. So if you think about it, this is something that is really very difficult for us to imagine, isn't it? Yeah, to conceive, isn't it? Yeah. But we have to understand that this is possible. Basically, again, depending on the state of mind. In this case, the more disciplined, the more subdued the mind, the more qualities the mind, then the results will correspondingly be more greater. Yeah. So it is also basically the same principle applies to suffering. Yeah? The more unsubdued the mind, the more false, the more non-virtuous the mind is, then the resulting suffering would be greater. Yeah? So therefore, you have all these different realms.
Yeah. Oh, that Bena Shadan Langbe Kabla, Bena Kondo Shawan Sons, Kondo Tabo Langbe Kabla, Anishita Rangin Nambi Gundu, Anishik Toding and Miji Nayang, that on the Yidumi Tongdeshi. Dematato, Yidumi Tongde, Nas Tonshi Bomade, Anisoso Nyongashi. Anishi Eda Yun Sanga Midubas Tong Tweedi, Rang Yu Tukta. This condition was not so Rang Sim Shavaro, Rang Sim Kondo Shawan Sonshe. That control Nansu Tilema Devara. Now some remit or Rang Yongodua, Rotomati.
So we can use you know, our common experience, no, to perhaps, no, to gain an insight and understanding of this, yeah. You know, those times when we are upset, when we are angry. So, you know, when the mind is upset, you know, it views the world and the people around us in a different way. So, you know, when we are upset, even the people that we normally consider to be pleasant or friendly, you know, they appear to us differently, unpleasant. In fact, you know, perhaps when the mind is really unhappy, everything appears unpleasant. Yeah, you look left and right, you know, everything appears in the different ways. Eh? So, but actually, it's just an appearance. Yeah, but But it's actually that is our experience, isn't it? It's not just an appearance, but this is we actually experience it, isn't it? We actually feel it and experience it, is it? But where does this experience come from? It comes from the mind, isn't it? Because the mind is upset, so the mind sees, you know, the surrounding and the people in a different way. So it is created, you know, the appearance and the experience, you know, is created by the mind. So on the other hand, when the mind is calm and happy and satisfied, we look at others and the world around us in a different light. Well, it appears completely in a different way, and we experience it in a different way, isn't it? Yeah, happy, pleasant. So these things that happen to us is our common experience. From this, we can see how things appear to us and how we experience things around us. You know, it's really dependent on the state of our minds. So, and a lot of times, you know, all our fears and worries, you know, are created by ourselves, isn't it? Yeah. You know, there are, you know, people who are, let's say, the people who are very sick, you know. So, obviously, there are people who react to their sickness with, and basically, they're unhappy, yeah, isn't it? They react in a negative way. And they have fear, worry, you know. What's going to happen to me, you know? But no, but there are other people who have the same sickness, the same problem, but I guess they look at it, they may even look at it as something to be enjoyed, you know, something wonderful. And, oh, it's great, you know, to have this sickness. So where does the difference come? Why is there a difference? You know? What accounts for the difference? You know? It's basically attitude, mental, like mental perspective. Mental perspective,
yeah.
From this we can see that mental perspective does make a difference. Yeah. So basically, I guess the more unhappy we are as a person, you know, inside, you know, if your mind is undisciplined, unsubdued. You know? The more undisciplined and more unsubdued it is, I guess the more suffering and the more unhappy you will become. Yeah. And when, yeah, basically when the mind is undisciplined, you know, then it seems that everything can be a cause of for you to be unhappy. You know? Yeah. So I guess it's really due to mental perspective. And perhaps by thinking along these lines, you know, one can think, you know, how the state of mind does have an impact on the kind of experience we will have in our next life. You know? Yeah, we can open our minds up to that possibility. You know? Perhaps the more undisciplined in the mind, the more suffering we will experience. Yeah, yeah. And so basically, we have to think. You know, the thing about, you know, how the lower realms are the result of our karma, our own non-virtuous karma, which is created by our own undisciplined, non-virtuous mind. By thinking about this, then you know, should try to have come to an understanding how, you know, achieve the lower realms is actually possible. And once you see that it is possible, and once you understand the sufferings that are found in that lower realms, and once you have developed a fear for those sufferings, then the thing to do is to then start avoiding non-virtue, yeah? To give up non-virtuous actions, even the small ones, as much as possible.
Yeah? Nisunga tunga se rang sim su te tipa mi je le gi ti wi ba sam o tin de ta ne tipa mi je le la ju pa la an ga ye ta kom jap che ta ton da tin de ji ku yo re ta ton da jum ne ba nim bo ji.
So the essence, the whole point of this whole exercise of reflection is to understand how our mind is the creator of our suffering, yeah, especially the non-virtuous mind, and how the suffering is the result of our non-virtuous actions. Yeah. Okay. By reflecting on this, then the whole point of this exercise is then to start to avoid the non-virtue, yeah, to give up non-virtue.
Shunni Shavani Milo Tungju Mambu Nejan Majano, Tondaini, Rang Sim Matuata, Majibi Kabla, Rang Shingi, Singin along on the Tuzurum Guyaji, on Tunguwa, on the Tajibi Kabla to the Kusurashi. The Sim Majibaji, Dungali, not the Dugana, Tuzu Chigin and Nimajik that dragged in the Rimbuchoas Yung Tekwa.
So, and you know, here the text, and they talk about the inconceivable lifespan of these realms. Yeah. But whether it is how many billions of years, no, whatever it is, no. But the point is that when the mind is unhappy, even though we may suffer only for a short time, but during that time, it will seem forever. But at those times when we are happy, they never seem to last. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like we feel that it's always too short. Yeah,
maybe like our class. Yeah. never ending.
So yeah, I mean, before we can think about our own common experiences, yeah. Even when we may only be unhappy for a short period of time, let's say just for an hour, but the feeling is as if the whole day is spoiled. Yeah, and it's as if the problem was there for the whole day, and there's this feeling appearance, isn't it? But it's not just an appearance, isn't it? When we actually feel it as if it feels as if it was there for the entire day, isn't it? Yeah. So in terms of the lifespan of the lower realms, you know, I mean, it's described as, for example, the hell realms are unbelievably long. Yeah? So that is experience, and an appearance to the mind. It's an experience of the mind. So and whatever appears, it is like it feels. You do experience it, isn't it? That appearance is, oh, it's really that. For such a long time, yeah.
What took she? That the ring patient that some day shines. That so the patient that you soon sing the tongue of that, now I that to the tongue of that, Gibotoka, that's also Locke. Tinan Nancy, that then Jamata Sanimatam was the dwelling Mavache, 언젠다 초주세 당보든 시작하네 니다 제가 숨다 제가 벌써 다 주주니 다디 또 다디 와라 점도 고르시오 해리시오
So there's quite a bit of a description of the sufferings of those individual realms. Yeah. So you should, please read those sections on your own, okay? Yeah. And this Sunday we will not have discussion, but rather we will have class, normal class. So on this coming Sunday, I will start on the topic of refuge, going for refuge to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Okay, so the soul offering. So you have the guru puja book, yeah?